The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show. To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.
The Roman idea of balance and sanity. And it's around this little chapter here in Chesterton's book. He's referred to Rome five times now. We always hear about, like people like to compare our decline, the American decline, to the fall of the Roman Empire. They don't ever say the Grecian Empire, do they? They don't ever say the Byzantine Empire, do they? They don't ever say the Florentine Empire or the Coptic Empire, do they? You never hear about the fall of the Lutheran Empire. You never hear about the fall of the Alexandrian Empire, although it may be found in a history book. You never hear about the fall of the Roman Orthodox Empire. Fall of the Roman Empire. Do all roads lead to Athens? Do all roads lead to Alexandria or Damascus? Do all roads lead to Walsingham? No. All roads lead to Rome. Which is why when someone says, well, what are you, a Catholic? You should always respond, no, I'm a Roman Catholic. And there's a distinction there. And if you're a Sharpie on a Friday the 13th here on the Mike Church Show, you don't need me to make it for you. But anyways, Chesterton is implying this throughout this entire chapter here about Rome and about the centrality and the significance of Rome. So he concludes, listen to this, this is just brilliant. Thus marriage, marriage. Thus marriage was a sacrament, but mere sex was not a sacrament as it was in many of the frenzies of the forest. Thus wine was a sacrament with Christ, but drunkenness was not a sacrament as with Dionysus. In short, Christianity, merely historically seen, can best be understood as an attempt to combine the reason of the marketplace with the mysticism of the forest. It was an attempt to accept all the superstitions that are necessary to man and to be philosophic at the end of them. Pagan Rome has sought to bring order or reason among men. Christian Rome sought to bring order and reason among gods. Only Chesterton can write that. Gods with a lowercase g, by the way. So when you're talking about conserving something, turn to Chesterton like that. He'll tell you what's worthy of conserving. Things like sacraments, like the sacrament of marriage. We talked about this yesterday, or what's today, Friday? On Wednesday's show, about how a sacrament, marriage, has been surrendered to the secular authority. 844-527-8723 is the telephone number to call the program here on a free phone Friday. I would welcome to hear your thoughts or start your own subject. It is a free phone Friday, after all. Same telephone number, 844-5-CRUSADE. Join us in our live chat room if you just tuned in. Chat room is live and kicking at MikeChurch.com. Click on the Mike Church Show live chat. It is a free service. Don't cost nothing. Don't forget, this weekend, we will have cigar and wine and cutting board auctions to benefit the Crusade Channel and the Veritas Radio Network in the Founders Trade and Post store. The auctions will begin sometime today. An email will probably go out to alert you. But there's an auction tab now at MikeChurch.com/shop. Look, you get a great box of cigars.